Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Southern California, a brush fire has erupted in the Pacific Palisades near L.A. Santa Ana winds fueling those flames and forcing evacuations. ABC's Alex Stone is in Glendale.
We're talking winds potentially of 100 miles an hour. That this is about as severe as the winds are we're ever going to see here in Southern California. This is about life safety right now. This is about getting engines in there, saving lives of those who have been trapped. We've been getting reports of people who are trapped in their homes and needing rescue and firefighters having to go in. There was even an LAPD officer who was trapped, surrounded by fire, and they had to send in a rescue helicopter to look for that LAPD officer.
Ceremonies honoring former President Jimmy Carter shifted from Atlanta to Washington, D.C. today, his casket lying in state at the U.S. Capitol until Thursday's funeral. A judge today rejected a motion by Donald Trump's attorneys to delay sentencing hearing in the hush money trial. A hearing is set for this Friday. This is ABC News. A new cybersecurity effort from the Biden administration focusing on smart devices at home.
The Biden administration is now fully launching its labeling program for smart electronics and appliances to help Americans know what internet-connected devices are cybersecure. The U.S. Cyber Trust Mark will soon be on approved connected devices, including baby monitors, fitness trackers, virtual assistants, and home security cameras. It's a voluntary program. Companies can soon submit products to get tested for security standards. Major retailers like Best Buy and Amazon have agreed to support the program and help educate consumers about the label. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The first international commercial flight since the fall of former Syrian President Bashar Assad's government landed in Syria today. The Qatar Airways flight landed at Damascus International Airport. Syrian officials say Qatar helped renovate the airfort, which suffered from years of neglect. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, a low down to 7 degrees with northwest winds around 5, a high Wednesday of 20, 5 Wednesday night, and Thursday 27, a 30% chance of snow showers late Thursday night, a high of 29 Friday, and seasonal Saturday with a high of 24.
100.9 WRCO.
The highway, Florida to Tennessee, cutting out a path like a truck of flashing high beams. 40 years of road dog and burn like a daydream, screaming down the interstate, lightning in the bloodstream. Time flies by like a bullet down a train track, miles and miles under this old hat. Another town, leave it all on the stage. Turn it up, tear it down, turn them on, turn the page. Wichita to Kansas City, Amarillo, Albuquerque. Break down, up and running, Arizona in a hurry. Worn out, throw it it back, beating at a heart attack. Miles and miles under this old hat. And I was a fast car coming down and out of control. Now I'm the last train running, trying to loosen my load. Breaking out of Nashville, chasing the sound. Not a clue, I know it, even where I'm bound. But you never need to wonder where I'm at. You can find me hanging out under this old hat. Shaking, ripping, rolling, California stargazing, trailblazing, chance taking, rain making, lighter raising, surf thumping, wheels squealing, show stopping, scene stealing, heading south long haul, muscle shows how you feeling. Hit the road, hit the sack, take it in and play it back. Miles and miles under the soul hat. And I was a fast car coming down and out of control. Now I'm the last train running, trying to loosen my load. Breaking out of Nashville, chasing the sound. Not a clue, no one even where I'm bound. But you never need to wonder where I'm at. You can find me hanging out under this old hat. Charlie Pride, James Brown, CDB, the real riders, ride or dies, way up in the cheap seats. The road crew, the day makers, runners, gunners, ticket takers, horse trading, pulling favors, front of house, pushing faders. 10-4, copy that, and moving forward, flashing back. Miles and miles under this old hat. Fast car coming down out of control. Now I'm the last train rolling, trying to loosen my load. Breaking out of Nashville, chasing the sound. Not a clue, no one even where I'm bound. But you never need to wonder where I'm at. You can find me hanging out. I've been running miles and miles. Under this old hat. Under this old hat. I've been hanging out under this old hat. Yeah.
strange, small. Here's the old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights.
And a bigger one on the wall. I want my boys, my team to win. Waiting on the radio again. I want what I want. But hey, don't we all? When that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than alright. Baby, all I need is. Chevrolet to a beach house down on 38. Have the Gulf of Mexico sitting right in my backyard. But as long as you're right here in my arms, when that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than alright. Baby, all I need is you.
Welcome to High School Sports on WRCO. Tonight, the Riverdale Chieftains are entertaining the Boscobel Bulldogs in area girls basketball. We have a call for you coming up here on the radio following the Matesnik Power Sports pregame show for this evening on WRCO Radio Sports.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit vitesnik.com.
There's high school wrestling in the area tonight. Ithaca Weston is playing host to Galena, Illinois, and also the River Valley Blackhawks. It's T-shirt night at Ithaca. Wrestling is continuing this evening. Boys basketball, Baraboo at Adams Friendship, Westby at Brookwood, Reedsburg at Mauston, Hillsboro at Viroqua, Bangor at DeSoto, Benton at Highland, and Boscobel at North Crawford. Wisconsin Dells visits Waupun. It's Lancaster at Southwestern and Evansville at Dodgeville. In girls basketball, DeSoto at Seneca, Ithaca at Lafarge, North Crawford visits Kickapoo, Highland at Wazika Steuben, Viroqua travels to Luther, Bangor at Wanewoc Center, Nisida at Hillsboro, New Lisbon at Cashton, Brookwood at Royal. It's Mauston at Richland Center in girls basketball, varsity only, Darlington at Mineral Point, Fenimore at Iowa Grant, Southwestern at Cuba City, and Boscobel at Riverdale. That's our featured game on the radio this evening.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering GammaGuard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two stage. Plus we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt in Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Coach Kenny, as you look at Boscobel's season so far, have you been improving here as the season has gone on?
Yeah, we've been doing some things well. It's just we're a pretty young team. We only have a few seniors right now, so it's we knew graduating the girls that we graduated last year that we'd have some growing pains going forward with the season. But, yeah, we're progressing, and some nice things are happening with our younger kids right now.
Has there been a game where you felt like you were kind of putting it all together?
We really haven't played a complete game so far this year. We've had spurts where we played really well, but it just looking forward to the second half of the season. Hopefully we can play both halves and come out with the same intensity in both halves and make it happen. Earlier this year we played Seneca and we started off pretty slow, and in the second half we played like we're capable of playing, and I'd just like to see us do that for a complete game.
What do you know about Riverdale, tonight's opponent?
Riverdale's off to a great start. They're 7-3 right now, and they've been playing some good basketball. They've got some really nice players. The Dennis girl is a really good point guard, tough matchup. The Cooey girl can shoot. You can't leave her open, and McKay's having a really good year for him right now. I think she's leading him in scoring with about 13 points a game. So, and they got some good role players around them, so they have a relatively deep bench. So they have some good players. It's going to be interesting to see how we match up with them and how the game goes.
Who do you look at as Boscobel's leaders, Eric?
Kenna Wallen is our senior that comes back, and we have some good juniors, a pretty solid junior class. Aubrey Seat, Maya Bowmeister, and a couple really good for our correction sophomores that have been playing for us right now. Kylie Johnson's having a really nice year for us, and Avery Updike's playing some good basketball for us right now, too.
Looking at the conference, it's always a buzzsaw when you get into these Southwest Activities League games, isn't it?
Our conference, I don't know, it's one of the tougher conferences. It's pretty top-heavy this year, but it is a super tough conference to play in. Cuba City going to state last year, Mineral Point going to state a couple years ago, and both those teams right now are playing really well, and Cuba City, even without Olivia Olson, is playing lights out. I mean, they're just really tough, and getting Vosburgh back for Cuba this year was a big addition. She didn't play her junior year, and she's having a really good year for the Cubans, so... And Mineral Point's rock solid, and Darlington's coming on, so it's like any night you go out in the Swall, it's a tough matchup.
What kind of game best suits Boscobel as you face Riverdale tonight, Coach?
we just have to match up. We have to make sure that we keep Dennis in front of us, and we have to make sure we get a hand in Cooey's face because, like I said, she's a really good outside shooter in Cooey, and Dennis does such – she's a dynamic guard. I mean, she can create so much, and McKay can really finish. She's a tough matchup on the low block. I mean, she does a nice job moving side to side. Barr, she does a good job of cleaning up some things. So for us, we're just going to have to make sure we know where their main players are, and we're going to have to contest that and not give them any second shot opportunities. And if we can control the rebounds and limit their scores, we should have a shot.
I know that it's always a good rivalry game, obviously, but a lot of excitement there. I'm sure it'll be a good crowd tonight as well, Eric.
Yeah, we usually have a pretty good crowd. It's close in proximity just down the road from us, so we usually travel pretty well, and they usually have a pretty good crowd, so it should be a pretty good environment.
All right. Sounds good. We look forward to seeing the Bulldogs. Good luck to you and the team the rest of the way, Coach.
All right. Thanks a lot, Phil. Appreciate it.
Eric Kinney joining us on WRCO Sports.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488. Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Riverdale girls coach Larry Swigum is our guest. Larry, he's been picking up some nice wins lately. How you been playing?
Yeah, actually, we played our most complete game of the year right before our Christmas break against Iowa Grant. Ended up beating them by 33 points, which was really impressive. I thought it was going to be a really tight game. Kind of got up early and were able to sustain all the way through. Then right after break here, let's see, Lafarge, we played on Thursday night, definitely a sluggish first half for us. I think the halftime score was 18-8, but we were able to put them away, beat them 53-23. So very happy with that start. A lot of times long breaks make it a little difficult to get back into the rhythm. So we've got a really busy week ahead with Basketball Tuesday and then at Southwestern on Friday. So
I know that coming into the season, we knew that the girls that had experience, you know, scoring and things like that, but it looks like some other girls have stepped up, and that's what it takes, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got two great senior guards with Zuri and Kennedy, but from there, we're pretty young. We play five or six sophomores in our rotation and a freshman. Got a nice group of four or five juniors as well. We've had different girls throughout the year lead us. At Fenimore, I think Kennedy had led us with 25. We've had times where Zuri and Macy, you know, will score up in the 20s as well. But the key now is that development of the Bailey Harrises and the Allie Goplins and those girls. The more progress they make, the deeper we can go, the better chance, you know, we've got to make this a sustainable thing. So,
well, Larry, how well do you match up against Boscobel?
They're feisty. I mean, they're pretty balanced scoring-wise. I think they're led by a sophomore. I like our matchups. I think we're pretty athletic, and hopefully we can get them in space a little bit. The key for us, as always, is we got to work inside out and not just settle for open three pointers. Make sure we rebound and get back on transition. So, but overall, I like our matchup. It's basketball. So any sport with Riverdale and basketball is going to be a tight game, no matter what the records are and all that kind of stuff. We look forward to a nice atmosphere here tomorrow night. There's no boys game or no wrestling tomorrow, so hopefully get a nice crowd and get a big win against them.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And I think when you talk about those rivalries, are these fun to coach in?
They are. Like I said, the records really don't matter. And sometimes that's frustrating if you play down or up, depending on where you're at that year. I know the girls really, they play softball with some of these girls and different things like that. So they've got a lot of friends on basketball as well, but definitely just a rivalry game, and it's just a great thing for our community.
That's where it's different than it used to be with social media. A lot of these players, they communicate all year long, don't they?
They do. It's unique. I mean, there are positives and negatives to it. I mean, it's something, when I played Crawford and Seneca, no matter what, that was always like our rivals. We didn't really talk to the other guys that much and stuff like that. It's definitely a little different nowadays. These girls often will be playing on travel teams together and different things like that. But I know the competitive spirit of the girls, and they definitely want to beat basketball twice this year. So,
how is the conference going? Is it going kind of as you thought it would, Larry?
Yeah, probably. I would say that we're kind of right where I kind of was hoping. With beating Iowa Grant handily and then getting Fenimore the first time, if we can get basketball and Southwestern this week, kind of puts us in that top tier of our conference. Goal, obviously, is to win them all. But, if we could get somewhere, between 7 and 8 conference wins on the season for this being year one, I think that's where we want to be. Definitely not going to be easy. All these games with the basketballs, Southwesterns, Fenimores, IGs, they're all going to be tight and competitive. So just finding a way to pull those out like we've been able to so far this year is going to be key for us.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you against basketball. Best of luck this week and during the month of January, Larry.
All right, Phil. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Welcome to Riverdale. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Kurt Thompson for tonight's broadcast. Kurt, the Riverdale girls have been playing pretty well so far.
Playing really well. They've had a really nice start to the season. Coach Wiggum's done a great job with them. So they got a big game here tonight with basketball. Of course, you got that rivalry game here coming up, so it should be a fun game to watch.
Always brings people out of the woodwork to watch this one, right?
Oh, for sure. Everybody wants to be at a Riverdale basketball game, for sure.
The band will play a little bit later here, our national anthem. We can tell you that Riverdale won the JV game 61-25. Some finals already on the Phil Nee flip phone. Mauston over Richland Center, 69-38 in girls basketball. And Ithaca has defeated Lafarge Youth Initiative 55-36. The Riverdale Chieftains off a good roll with a 7-3 record overall. They are 2-3 in the Southwest Activities League. And also basketball at 2-6. They are also 0-5 overall. And now, our national anthem. tonight's national anthem. Nice job. Jason Troxell, the director, and the Riverdale Pep Band tonight.
Mr. Troxell does a great job. Thursday night he's doing a doubleheader action. We had a wrestling over at the high school, and he's going to do pregame over there at 5 for that matches, then come back over here for the Mineral Point boys basketball game against Riverdale, so he's going to do a doubleheader action.
So they'll have to warm up their instruments.
Exactly.
Jim.
I told him he can march over here and entertain the community.
Starting lineup for tonight. First of all, for the visiting Boscobel Lady Bulldogs, coached by Eric Kinney. Number 3, junior, Aubrey Seep. Number 4, Avery Updike, a sophomore. Number 10, Maya Baumeister, a junior. Number 15, Kenna Wallen, a senior. And number 20, Kylie Johnson, a sophomore. On the other side for the hosting Riverdale Chieftains, number 1, senior, Kennedy Cooey. Number 2, junior, Lily Barr. Number 3, Allie Goplin, a junior. Number 4, Zuri Dennis, a senior. And number 12, junior, Macy McKay. Michael Hernan doing the PA work here tonight. Mr. Excitement, isn't he?
Yeah, he's done a great job off the whitewater at school and back this for break and doing the pregame here tonight.
Afternoons on RCO this week and PA for Riverdale.
Very good.
What do you see as keys in the game tonight, Kurt?
Well, I think it's going to come down to who takes care of the basketball. You want to make sure that you're taking care of the ball, reduce the turnovers. I think Riverdale's going to play very aggressive, so you want to avoid any foul trouble. But I think it all comes down to, like I said, taking care of the ball, and when you get that opportunity to score, you convert. So
Riverdale going from our right to our left. Boscobel, our left to our right. Bulldogs in the red with white lettering. Riverdale in the white with maroon lettering. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight, courtesy of the Riverdale area sponsors. Ball is in the center, and it's tipped and controlled by the Bulldogs, and we're underway. Ball comes to the near side. Maya Baumeister handles it. Throws it to the baseline. Bulldogs work it. Updike back to Baumeister. Around the horn. Three-pointer on the left side from Wallen. Out of bounds. It'll be Riverdale ball.
Yep. Riverdale came out in a 2-3 zone. Packed it in. I think they want to take away the inside game. They forced that outside shot. Came up a little short.
Ball in the backcourt. Riverdale getting a little bit of pressure from Aubrey Seep. Now they'll bring it across the timeline. And now called for traveling. Yep. Really good defense by Boscobel.
Nice job by Boscobel. And a 1-3-1. They forced you to the trap corner. We crossed half court. They did a good job of defense and forced the travel.
Boscobel brings it in. No score. Just underway here at Riverdale. Bulldogs work it around the arc. Ball on the near side. Johnson bounce feed to the high post. Updike turnaround shot on the way. Won't go. Weak side rebound. Dennis.
Nice shot by Zuri. Good defense. Boscobel moved the ball pretty good, but came up a little short on the shot.
Zuri's taking it all the way in and scores.
Nice shot by Zuri. She knows how to take it to the basket. Nice right-hand layup.
Boscobel's going to throw it away at half court. Sometimes against that press, you get a little bit nervous and maybe push it a little bit.
Yeah, you got to slow it down. You got to take your time. It's easier said when you're sitting here, but Zuri was able to put the pressure on and force the bounce pass to go out of bounds.
So Riverdale will put the ball in play. A 2-0 lead early on for them. And good crowd on hand continuing to file in.
Yeah, we had some really nice crowds last week against Lafarge. We had 2 varsity games that night, and we had a packed house, so that was fun to see.
Awesome. And the ball knocked away by the Bulldogs, and in the backcourt, picked up. Nice job.
Yep, Aubrey Seep with the steal. Knocked the ball away, picked it up, and basketball's on the attack.
Baumeister right side now on a drive. Here's Johnson. Knocked away by Riverdale. Loose on the floor and picked up by Goplin. Good play there by Lily Barr.
Yeah, Lily Barr stepped in front of the drive, forced the turnover.
Riverdale pushing it, left side, on a drive, Goplin down deep, cut off, bounce feet back to Dennis. There's an 18-footer on the way off the iron. Rebound, Boscobel.
Yep, number 13, 15 picks up the rebound.
Wallen back to Seep, Seep for 3, got it, and
nice
Boscobel leads.
Nice pass. The rebound was by Kenna Wallen. She dished it off, and nice shot by Aubrey Seep.
3-2 Bulldogs, and it's picked off by the Bulldogs. Outlet pass knocked away by Dennis, and Riverdale gets it back.
Exchange turnovers there.
They did. Lily Barr driving, free throw line right. Now left. Dennis 3 from the left wing. On the way, on the rim, no good. Rebound by Maya Baumeister. Yep. Maya in good position. Brings it out of the Bulldogs with the ball, leading 3-2. Here's Seep on a drive down to the baseline. Hands off to Baumeister in the corner. Works it to the low post. Turning in his seat, got a shot off, and called for traveling.
Yep. Good interior defense there by Mason McKay. She held her ground, went straight up, forced the turnover.
Bulldogs coached by Eric Kinney. He's a veteran coach.
Yeah, Eric was at Riverdale. Eric, actually, I coached with Eric a long time ago. He was JV basketball coach. I was varsity way back in the 90s, whenever that was.
Forgot about that.
Yep.
And he had a stint at Ithaca.
Yep.
Boys
that's
coach.
Right.
Coached with Elroy Pampu in baseball.
There you go. Learned a lot.
He did. Learned the difference between a sore arm and a stiff arm.
There you go.
Do you know the difference?
No, I don't.
I never learned. Coach Pampu would say, you guys got to know the difference between a sore arm and a stiff arm. We'd say, what's the difference? Hey, you got to learn that.
There you go. I guess that's the difference.
Yeah. You put red hot on the stiff arm.
There you go.
Zuri Dennis catches the inbound. Riverdale trailing. 3-2. We're underway again. Pass comes to Goplin over on the left side bar. Drives deep. Shot no. And on the floor,
yep.
Foul call.
We've got a reach there as Lily took it to the basket. We'll see who it's on.
Number 20. Kylie Johnson.
Yep.
So Riverdale put it in play from the baseline. 15:39 remaining here in the first half. Riverdale inbounding, trying to. There's an offensive foul call to Riverdale.
Yeah. Mason McKay kind of extended her arms as she's going to the basket.
Fouls are even at one apiece. Riverdale will drop back to that full court press. It's been kind of a signature for Riverdale.
Yeah, over the years for sure. It seems like, you know, whenever we're playing, we're in some type of full court press looking to force the turnovers.
Pass comes in play. Boscobel trapped for a while in the backcourt. Wallen brings it back to the middle. Baumeister up to
nice
the middle.
Steal.
Zuri Dennis gets the steal.
Yep. Good positioning there by Zuri.
Zuri drives to the baseline. Takes a shot. It's blocked. Gets her own miss. Throws it back to Goplin. Shot on the way. No good. McKay put back up and good.
Nice rebound by Macy on the weak side. She went strong to the basket. Laid it in.
4-3. Riverdale.
Oh, turnover.
Steal by Dennis. Up ahead it goes to Cooey. Kennedy on a drive. Shot blocked by Boscobel's Aubrey Seep. And the Bulldogs get it back.
Nice drop by Aubrey Seep as she got back on defense. Good pass by Zuri. Good defense, cutting her off to the basket.
Seep back to the left side. Johnson and now throws it to the baseline. Baumeister penetrates, throws it to the lane. Bulldogs working it out, and a foul called on the inside at Riverdale. This will be on Kennedy Cooey, her first.
Yep. Got Kennedy on the reach. Boswell will bring it in underneath. I think both teams are a little... maybe anxious, you know, you're coming into a big game like this. Lily with the kick and the inbounds.
Boscobel will try again from near the pep band.
Yep.
Inbounder is Maya Baumeister. Along the baseline, brings it in play, caught by Updike, and now bounces it back to Seep, top of the circle. She'll move to the free throw line. Now swings it over to Updike. Long shot on the way, won't go. Rebound, Macy McKay.
Nice job by Macy, picking it off the glass.
Zuri Dennis pushes it now for the Chieftains. 4-3-day lead down to Cooey. And she'll drive. Takes a two. It's on the way. No good. Gets her own miss. Back door on the shot. No good. Rebound by Boscobel.
Yep. That's Maya Baumeister with the rebound. Again, doing solid job. Boscobel making it difficult to get off clean shots.
They really pressure Kennedy Cooey, too.
Yeah, they have.
Good three-point shooter. Boscobel tries a three. It is no good for Baumeister. And Zuri Dennis tracks down the rebound. Yep.
Good job of defense on both sides. It's not both teams doing an excellent job of identifying the shooters and moving to the ball and closing out.
There's a pass low. Goplin giving it to McKay. She'll
nice
swing
kick.
It over to Cooey. There she's open. Three on the way. No good.
It was a good look.
And the rebound by Boscobel in the corner by Kylie Johnson. Bulldogs will push it back the other way. I was here the night Cooey had 7 3-pointers.
Yep.
On a drive, Boscobel swings it back to Baumeister. Right in front of the Riverdale bench.
Yeah, Kennedy comes from a family of really good shooters, as you know.
Here's a quick look now. Updike gets a little closer. 14-footer, no good. Might have been partially blocked there by
yep.
Cooey and picked up by Dennis. 13.5 remaining first half. Zuri crossover dribble, drives lane, shot no. Rebound, Macy McKay. She's fouled on the putback.
Nice job by Macy with the rebound. Zuri again taken to the basket, putting the pressure on the basketball defense.
Fouls are even at 2 apiece.
Yep.
Yeah, I was thinking about the Cooey sisters, and I
yep.
think she equaled. I think
they were tied. Yeah,
I think
seven.
They were tied,
yep,
7.
Yep.
So maybe she'll break one of the
yep.
family records.
Or like her mom said, keep it at 7. Everybody's happy.
Well, I'm sure Zuri would like to break it, though.
Yeah, there you go.
Macy McKay makes the free throw. That makes it 5-3. Of course, the WI still supports that three-point shooting contest.
Yes, they do.
State tournament. McKay misses the free throw. But
Aubrey Seep with the rebound.
Seep brings it back the other way. 5-3 Riverdale, 13:20 remaining first half. Bulldogs working it. And Wallen takes it back, holding it up his seat. Crossover dribble, nowhere to go, fires it over to Johnson. Kylie holds it above her head, looks inside, nothing. top of the circle. Riverdale putting some pressure on, and Boscobel works perimeter. Down to the baseline, Johnson kicks it back, three-pointer on the way, no good for Wallen, and the rebound by Riverdale, ripped away there by Lily Barr.
Yeah, Lily Barr
up to the court, it's going to be Goplin, shot no good, Dennis put back no good, blocked by Boscobel.
Yep, nice play by Maya Baumeister there with the block, Riverdale had a look, couldn't convert it.
Bulldogs push it the other way, Riverdale, good job getting back on defense, and the Bulldogs will set up shop here on the near side. They'll whip it inside. Nothing. McKay picks it off the floor.
Steal by Macy. We're entering that eight-minute mark, Phil, where sometimes he should be at the quarter, so we'll have to battle through the fatigue here.
I've said before, we need to have immediate timeout.
Exactly.
Hold it up. Hold the sign up and give everybody a break. 5-3 Riverdale, 12-15.
Nice pass.
Pass to McKay inside. She's fouled on the shot.
Yep.
Good entry pass there by Caitlin Meese.
Yep, Caitlin Meese, freshman into the game, made a very nice entry pass, like you said.
That's on Kenna Wallen.
Yep, her first.
So McKay goes to the free throw line. Macy having a good year. One of Riverdale's leading scorers. Takes a look. It's on the way and good.
Nice job at the line. Those free throws are big in these games.
Oh, they are. Riverdale Community Foundation putting on the snack bar tonight. If you're in the area, hey, there's some good food out there.
For sure. They do a great job. They do a great job of putting on these concession stands and all these other things, but especially a great job supporting our school.
There's a free throw good by McKay. That makes it 7-3.
Yep.
And into the game, number 10, Bailey Harris.
Yep, sophomore in the ballgame. Riverdale's still in that full court pressure, but now switching it up in a little bit to a three with the trap. There it is.
Johnson over to Bailey on the far side and stolen by Riverdale. There's a Boscobel foul.
Yep.
That's going to be, I believe, on Baumeister. It is, number 10.
Number 10 with the reach and the hold. Good job by Riverdale. I think they caught him a little bit off guard. They changed up the press a little bit that time and were able to trap the inbounds.
So Zuri Dennis will put it in play. Into the game for Boscobel, number 32, Anna Bailey. Bass comes in now. Here's Lily Barr penetrating a bit in the lane, kicks it out. Here's a long one on the way for Goplin. It is
nice
good for Allie Goplin.
Nice job. Nice kick up by Lily. Allie was squared up. She's a good three-point shooter, and she dropped that 10-3.
Ball comes to the air. Boscobel called for traveling again. Pushed a little bit by the Riverdale full-court press.
Yeah, you get in a little bit of hurry. Got caught there with the trap on the sideline there and forced the turnover.
Zuri Dennis brings it in play, and the Chieftains leading by 7, 11:50 remaining here in the first half of area girls basketball from Riverdale. Allie Goplin leaves it back now for Zuri Dennis, and the Chieftains set it up. Zuri drives all the way to the far side, fires back top of the circle to Meese. She'll drive lane with the left hand, kicks it over. Goplin, 3 on the way, that's short. And the rebound by Riverdale, tipped over by Goplin to Dennis. 3 on the way, no good.
Rims out.
Rebound by Boscobel.
Yep. That's Baumeister with the rebound. That's going to be a block. Yep.
She'll be fouled at midcourt.
Yep.
I don't believe Zuri Dennis was quite set.
Nope.
And that'll be on her.
Yep. Good shot. Good rebound by Baumeister. She's pushing up the floor. Zuri tried to cut her off, but was there a little bit too late. Picked up the foul.
Avery Updike in for the Bulldogs. And the pass will come in play. 11:23 remaining first half. Chieftains by 7. Boscobel works it inside. Bailey with a turnaround. No good. Rebound pulled down by Lily Barr.
Nice shot by Lily. Good defense by Bailey Harris. She went straight up so many times. He reached down, but she went straight up and forced the miss.
So Caitlin
Meese nice backdoor
throws
cut.
It to Zuri. Zuri low. Turnaround shot no good. Fought for. Rebound picked out of there by Addison Rounds.
Yep. Nice job by Addison Rounds on the rebound. Good pass by Caitlin to Zuri, but good defense by Boscobel.
Bulldogs take it across the timeline, and a timeout will be taken by Coach Kinney. First of the ball game. There you go. That's the media timeout
there.
10:53 remaining in the first. Riverdale leading here on WRCO, WRCO.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's internet has gotten incredibly faster. Get an extra kick in your internet performance with speeds up to 100 millibytes. call us for telephone, higher speed internet, and digital television packages. For reliable telecommunication services with support from local technicians you can trust, contact Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative at 537-2461.
Welcome back to Riverdale. It is a 10-3 Chieftains lead over the Boscobel Bulldogs.
Yep. Riverdale's played good defense. Boscobel has played too. We were just talking before, Boscobel hasn't played a game in almost 17 days. So, you know, you got a little bit of layoff. It'll take a little bit to get back in the swing of things, but see how it goes.
Here's Johnson passing it. Near side gets it back. Top of the key. Three on the way. Good. The bank
banked
is open.
Home. Nice shot.
That's the old Kurt Thompson at Weston shot.
That's the only shot I had.
Glass and down. Nobody uses the glass anymore. It's a lost art.
Yep.
10-6. Pass to the right side. Here's a three for Riverdale. No good. And the rebound by Anna Bailey. Bailey brings it back the other way for the Bulldogs. They're within four. Up court pass. Ballmeister throws it inside rounds. Back to Ballmeister. Knocked away by Riverdale. Yep. Stolen.
Mallory Meese with the steal.
Mallory stops. Inner tracks. And a foul is called.
I think they're going to pick up Maya. Yep.
Baumeister with her second.
Maya Baumeister with the foul. Reached in from and not tried to knock the ball away. Picked up the foul. And that's Mallory Meese with the steal that time, Phil.
Bulldogs with five. Riverdale with three fouls. And here's the inbound pass. Caught on the far side there by Krasenberg. Down
nice
low.
Nice move.
Turnaround shot no good for Bailey Harris. Fought for on the rebound. It's lost and out of bounds off Riverdale.
Good drive by Bailey to the rim. Just came a little short. Macy McKay trying to rip the rebound down, but just deflected off of her hand.
Bulldogs bring it in play. 10-6 Riverdale. 10 minutes remaining in the first half. Here's Johnson. Crosses the timeline. Baumeister throws it left. Long three for Bailey. On the way. No good for Anna. And the rebound picked off by Boscobel in the corner. They're trapped.
Yep.
And it's off of Coach Swigum and out of bounds.
Nice shot by Boscobel. Maya Baumeister with that rebound. She got trapped in the corner, then alertly just bounced it off a Riverdale player who deflected it to their coach.
Yep. Izzy Childs is in for Boscobel. And the Bulldogs put it in play. And the pass into the backcourt.
Yep.
And
keeps
it's
going.
Going to be keeping going there. Caught here in the behind-the-back dribble by Updike. Avery takes it left side, leaves it off now for Johnson. Three on the way. Boscobel, no good. And it's out of bounds.
Yep. Good shot. Just didn't go down that time, but good ball movement by Boscobel.
Riverdale will put it back the other way. Coach Swigum has rotated quite well. He's got, just two starters in there now.
Yep. He plays a lot. He likes to play a lot. They have good depth on the team. Likes to keep the pressure on the other team. So does a really good job with that.
Pass to the right side, Meese.
Oh, nice pass.
Down low to McKay. Posting up, going back door. There's the catch shot.
The foul.
No, by Harris for the foul.
Really good interior job by Riverdale's. Macy found Bailey on the weak side, made a nice pass.
That's on Izzy Childs.
Yep.
So Boscobel now with six fouls. But a long way to go in the first half, 9-17. And at free throw line, Bailey Harris, and she makes it.
Nice shot. Looks pretty confident at the line, Phil.
Coach Swigum must have him doing extra free throws during lunch or something.
Yeah, we've got some Badger free throws.
This one in the way, and that one is no good, and it would have been a line violation anyway.
Yeah.
Boscobel ball. Yeah, the Badgers, I don't think they still are, but they were the leading free throw
shooter. They still are, yeah. Last night they were 6-for-6 against Rutgers.
Wow.
Picked up their fourth win in a row.
You can win so many games.
If you make your free throws.
If you make your free throws.
Yeah,
at any level.
For sure.
Should be the easiest shot in basketball.
You'd think so, but.
Rounds kicks to the left side. Shot by Updike. No good. Boscobel picks it up. Shot no good, but a foul called, and that will put Addison Rounds at the free throw line.
Yep.
Foul is on 24, Ava Kratzenberg.
Yeah, Ava reached in from behind. Macy was straight up, but Ava reached around to try to deflect a shot and caught her across the arm.
So Rounds with a chance for her first points. Free throw is no good. One more coming up. Boscobel's 6 points have come from beyond the arc.
Yes, hit 2-3 so far. Riverdale's done a good job of interior defense, but Boscobel's been able to find a couple of open looks.
Quick substitution. Cooey back in for Riverdale as Meese goes out. Free throw is good on the second attempt.
One for two.
Yep, 11-7. Four-point game. Riverdale ball, no backcourt pressure. Boscobel picks it up at midcourt. Zuri Dennis off a screen and
illegal
screen.
Yep. Ava was moving on the screen, picked up the foul. Basketball's been switching up the defenses. Eric's been moving around. That last time they were in a man-to-man defense, Phil. So they've switched to from a 2-3 to 1-3-1 to a man-to-man. So
second foul on Kratzenberg. Inbound feed for the Bulldogs, and they'll work it here on the near side. Looking at it is Childs, throws a low post, and a double dribble called on Childs.
Yep, looks like when she went to make the pivot, she picked up the ball, then held it, and then dribbled again.
Chieftains will get it back. 11-7, they lead it. Riverdale won the JV game 61-25 tonight.
Yeah, shot the ball really well in that game.
Here's a pass to McKay, and a low post shot good for Macy.
Nice shot by Macy, good entry pass. And Macy knows how to work the low block, took it to the rim, knocked it off the glass and down.
Chieftains up by 6, 13-7. Ball comes to the near side. Izzy Childs is cut off. Izzy throws it back now to the lane. Tough shot up. Good, but a traveling called on Aubrey Seep. She made that shot.
Yeah, she did. That was amazing. If she would have been in the NBA, she would have probably, that would have counted for sure.
You get like four steps in the NBA, I think.
Yeah, good defense, good reaction. Just didn't work out for basketball that time.
Zuri Dennis, crossover dribble, drives down deep. Tough shot, high, up,
and
good. That's
Holy
a nice move by Zuri.
That's a tough shot by Zuri. She was able to knock it home, though. 15-7 now. Riverdale with the pressure.
In the backcourt. And here comes a drive by Seep. Gets it across. Throws it up to Childs. Cut off. Traveling called. Riverdale cutting her off. Defense by Ava Kratzenberg there.
Yeah, Riverdale plays an aggressive defense and keeps the pressure on you constantly. And, you know, when that continuous pressure, you just, you know, you got to be ready all the time. And sometimes it wears you down.
So Boscobel back on the defense. And Riverdale getting set with a basketball.
Yep.
Along the near side, Zuri Dennis throws it. Here's a shot on the way by Cooey, partially blocked. Fought for. Nice rebound low by Bailey Harris, I should say. Turnaround shot, no good. Follow up, no good.
Oh, nice.
McKay shot up, no good. Four tries for Riverdale and nothing. And the Bulldogs get it.
Kylie Johnson with the rebound. Riverdale had a lot of opportunities. Ball this one going that time.
Aubrey Seep is double-teamed. Now swings it back. Caught by Kylie Johnson. Johnson on a drive, throws it inside, picked off. McKay,
nice
Macy
job.
In the backcourt, flips to Zuri Dennis, two on two. Zuri down deep, another tough shot on the way off the iron, no good. Put back up, no good by Kratzenberg, and a foul.
Yep. I think Bailey Harris went over the back on that one. Another good opportunity. Zuri took it well to the hoop, but just wanted to go down. Ava kept it alive, but again, ball just won't go in the basket this time.
Fouls even at 6, and Boscobel puts it in against that full court press. 15-7, Riverdale Bulldogs taking across now. Here's Anna Bailey, and a double dribble called. Again, high octane defense by Riverdale.
Yeah, the pressure, and then, you know, you just get caught in those situations where you have so much trap pressure around you that forces you into making some mistakes.
Zuri Dennis brings it in play, and Allie Goplin, they exchange into the backcourt. Chieftains by 8. As the clock nears 7 minutes here in the first half, Zuri trying to get a little give and go to Macy McKay.
You go.
Now back
nice
to the
look.
Corner. Dennis for 3. In and out.
Racked it out.
Rebound by Boscobel.
Nice
Aubrey Seep.
Yep. Nice offensive step. Ball won't go down. Aubrey Seep there to pick up the rebound.
Top of the key. Left side Bulldogs. Bailey. Now back to Seep. Seep slips it over to Updike. Down to the corner. 3 on the way. Bulldogs. Ooh. No good for Kylie Johnson.
Yep.
Rebound Riverdale's Bailey Harris.
Bailey Harris there in the weak side. She was in good position. Again, basketball got a good look. Just one go.
Zuri Dennis crosses over, drives down
nice
deep.
Nice drive.
No good on the shot. Foul called on the Bulldogs.
I think 20, Kylie. Yep, Kylie Johnson picked up the foul.
That'll be her second.
As Zuri was going to the basket, I think Kylie Johnson reached in to stop the drive and picked up the foul, and Zuri will shoot two.
Riverridge leading boys basketball over Schulzberg, 50-22. Royal 24-18 over Brookwood at half. Zuri Dennis, free throw good. Royal's got a nice outfit.
Yeah, they do.
This
year? Yeah, we play Royal on Friday. Yeah, our boys team has had a really, you know, we got Mineral Point and Darlington and Cuba City and
Southwestern's rated
Southwestern,
high.
Yep. North Crawford, Ithaca. This list goes on and on.
Yeah, tough year.
Yep.
6:26 remaining. Timeout. Bulldogs 16-7 the score. Riverdale leading on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
I'm Phil Nee, joined by Dave Craig's teammate.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Those are fun days, though, at Milton College. Yeah, lucky enough to be a teammate of a NFL quarterback. That was fun.
Not many can say that.
Yeah.
Zuri Dennis with a free throw. It is good, and that'll make it a 17-7 game. Triviathon question there, if you were wondering where that came from.
Yeah, that was an interesting night. You had a lot of great questions on there, Phil.
Yeah, thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Yep.
Updike with a shot. Up, no good. Rebound pulled by Macy McKay in Riverdale.
Good interior defense. Good drive to the basket. Just spun off. Macy was there to pick up the change.
Zuri on the far side keeps the dribble.
There
feeds it down low. McKay is double-teamed.
Nice
brings
kick.
It back to the near side. Lily Barr. And out on the near side, Goplin. Cooey drives.
Nice
got
drive.
Down deep. Tough shot. No good. And it's rebounded by the Bulldogs, but they may have stepped out of bounds.
Yep. Nice job by Aubrey Seep to pick up the rebound, but in the physicality and underneath, she stepped out of bounds. But
Macy McKay is really drawing a crowd.
Yeah, she does.
She gets the ball. It's about two or three on her.
Yeah, there, nice play.
Inbound for her. She'll grab it, and it's tipped out of bounds again by the Bulldogs.
Because I think, from what I've watched, and I don't know that much about it, but usually what we try to do is get the ball inside to Macy. She's a threat, and she's an excellent passer. So when the defense collapses, she'll look to kick it out. So she's also a great scorer inside.
Pass comes into Goplin. Alley on the near side drives all the way down deep. Now kicks it out, and a traveling call.
Yep. Had a good idea. She took it to the basket, but then when he's taking it inside against zone pressure, you're going to face a lot of traffic and force her into the turnover.
Boscobel puts it in play. The Bulldogs with the basketball. Avery Updike brings it across the timeline. Now speeds up down low.
Nice
takes
speed.
A shot. Oh, McKay got a piece of it.
She just stood straight up. That was great defense. Good drive by Aubrey Seep to the basket, but Macy's there, knows how to play D, and turned it away.
Riverdale by 10, 5.5 to
there
play.
You go.
They'll work it to McKay. Knocked away from behind by Bailey. Anna makes the play. Baumeister picks it up. Throws it near side. Wallen for three. No, it looked good. Wasn't.
Yep.
Rebound by Boscobel. Put back up. No good by Baumeister. And that goes out of bounds. It'll be Riverdale ball.
Good interior defense, but good shots by Boscobel. They had two good looks, but sometimes it just doesn't go in for you. And Riverdale was able to secure the ball after it got knocked out of bounds.
Zuri Dennis with the ball. Will walk it for the Chieftains. 5:09 remaining here in the first half. Coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dennis throws it to McKay, free throw line, back to Zuri, down to the corner, Cooey open, three on the way, and no good. Rims off and saved by
Dennis. Save.
Back into the hands of Lily Barr, who's fouled.
Yep.
Went
Hopefully.
To the floor pretty hard. Foul is called on Anna Bailey. That'll be the eighth on the Bulldogs, and a bonus for Riverdale.
That was good hustle by Kennedy Cooey. As the ball got deflected, it was going out of bounds on us. She was able to get it back into Lily, and as Lily went for the ball, she was able to pick up that foul, and we'll shoot a bonus here.
Free throw for Barr, looking for her first points. Chieftains by 10. Here comes the first in the air, and there will only be one. She misses it. Rebound by Bailey.
Yep.
Anna brings it out.
Inside position to pick up the rebound.
Kenna Wallen drives near side, down to the corner.
That's danger there.
Is cut off.
Oh, that's a foul.
And
offense.
Foul called on Boscobel, trying to fight for position.
Yeah, that was pretty clear. Kenna Wallen picked it up. Riverdale had pressure. She extended the elbow to clear space, picked up the offensive foul.
Hillsborough girls leading the seed at halftime, 26-19. DeSoto up on Seneca, 37-23, and Wazika, it's Highland leading Wazika, 21-18 at half.
Yep.
A lot of girls' games.
Yeah, a lot of girls' games, a lot of good teams in the area. Oh, nice cut.
Pass goes left, down low, and in for Cooey.
Nice backcourt cut. Nice pass by Macy McKay, hitting Kennedy on the back door. Found a hole in defense.
Nice job with the assist and the nice basket by Cooey, her first, and out of bounds.
Yep.
Boscobel can't contain the ball on the midcourt line, and it's Riverdale ball.
Again, that's where that trap area is. You want to try to stay out of that, but that's, again, easier said than done when you're out there. And Riverdale was able to force her into the corner at the half court, and then she dribbled out of bounds.
The press has certainly been a tough one here for Boscobel to overcome, and the pass comes in to Zuri Dennis. Riverdale leading by 12, 4:15 remaining first half. Zuri feeds it, free throw line left, that is Barr. Back to the Cooey, and then McKay meets it in the corner. Throws it now back to Cooey. It's really a good pressure by Boscobel.
Good defense. Nice pass.
Pass goes to McKay. Low. She's fouled on the shot. We'll go to the line.
Yep. Really good job. I mean, Riverdale has a plan to get that ball inside, and Boscobel's doing their best to stop it, but Riverdale's been able to make some good passes.